views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go
to my... Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It is a early spring day here in northern New England. The rains have arrived, and we are happy to see melting snow. So today's show is going to be so interesting. I am so excited to welcome Dr. Eric Gordon on board today. Let me tell you about Dr. Gordon. In addition to seeing patients in his practice, Dr. Eric Gordon, founder of Gordon Medical Associates in California, has organized and served as medical advisor and moderator for a series of medical symposia in Northern California. From 2007 to 2009, these intensive five-day meetings brought together extraordinary faculties consisting of approximately 30 leading international academic medical researchers and cutting-edge clinical physicians, respectively focusing on chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, autoimmune diseases, and autism. For Dr. Gordon, however, knowledge and understanding does not come primarily from research, but from interaction and direct experience with his patients. He is first and foremost a private practice physician. His deep respect for the biochemical individuality of his patients is at the heart of his approach. Dr. Gordon is a graduate of Queens College and Albany Medical College. He is a member of numerous medical boards and societies, including the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. And I know Dr. Gordon as a talented, compassionate, wise, and pioneering physician with a true commitment to the Lyme disease crisis. It is my great privilege to share this hour today with Dr. Eric Gordon and on Limelight Radio. So, Dr. Gordon, please say hello to our listeners.
Katina, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. There seems to be a bit of fuzz. It's almost like I'm hearing your rainstorm.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Well, welcome to Limelight Radio, Dr.
There
Gordon.
Thank you. That's perfect. Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay. And thank you for that lovely introduction.
Sounds
so nice on, you know, from somebody else.
You are a very gifted, talented physician who has really been front and center right here in the Lyme disease equation. And I want our listeners to understand a little bit about you. How did you get started treating Lyme disease in the first place?
Well, like many of us, I initially was skeptical. I think the thing that's always guided my practice is I believe my patients. And medicine, you're often taught to interrogate your patients like you're Columbo and they're the suspect. For those of us who are old enough to remember Columbo, I date myself. But, you're always taught to, interrogate. Because people might be lying. It's a mentality that's born of training in inner city emergency rooms where you're dealing with lots of drug addicts and people who are drug seekers. And that's the mentality, which is unfortunate because, you know, 98% of the people aren't like that. But it kind of jaundices doctors. So when people come to your office and describe symptoms that you don't recognize, you're often you don't pay much attention, but I'll talk about that a bit later. But anyway, so I always believed my patients, and I would I wound up a few years ago back in the mid 90s kind of concentrating on chronic pain syndromes, chronic pain patients. And then when I was in California, Wayne Anderson joined my practice. And Wayne had been treating Lyme patients since about 1990 or 88, very early. And I started to see that the patients who I had who had chronic pain syndromes, that didn't add up, that other doctors really didn't quite believe because their pains were all over the place. They looked just like his patients. So I started testing them and started treating them. And lo and behold, you know, they got better. And that's, you know, once you realize that it's there and you start looking for it, it kind of overwhelms you.
It really does, doesn't it? Because, you know, so many cases I'm thinking of in recent decades, I mean, this explosion of fibromyalgia and MS and rheumatoid arthritis amongst 30-year-olds, it really such an overlap to Lyme disease and all the co-infections, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is one of the areas where I don't know if all the Lyme doctors would agree with me. You know, I actually think that that Lyme disease is not just about the bug. It's really the interaction between the bug or bugs and your biochemical individuality. And that's why we see such a wide variation in expression of disease, from fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriasis. I mean, you name any autoimmune disease, I think, can be triggered by Lyme. Now, unfortunately, just getting rid of the bug doesn't always get rid of the disease, because the body, I always call it, is inherently neurotic. Once the body learns a pattern, it often keeps with it, even after the need for that pattern is gone. And so sometimes you can treat the Lyme, but the disease is still remains, and that needs to be addressed. But I said, hopefully with kinder and gentler methods than usually is offered. So we're getting static again. But.
Yeah, well, you know, what I'm noticing, as you know, I'm a classical homeopath by training. So we recognize constitutional types, which is kind of like a broad term to identify a person's kind of genetic strengths and weaknesses. And it's pretty obvious to me that when we get these infections in our systems, if we've had them for 6 months or 6 years, we're going to get triggered by what is our weakest link, right?
So absolutely. You said it very well.
Yeah. So, you know, if your predisposition in your family is, oh gosh, you know, you have a tendency to headaches, or you have a tendency to gut issues, you know, genetic predisposition, if you're going to get these organisms in there, of course you're going to get, you know, a flare and inflammation and symptomology along these pathways. And of course, it's a very elusive illness, tricky to pinpoint just with one set of symptoms.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we see this exactly. The constitutional types is a good way to think about it. That's why we see it all the time in people who have had, you know, those minor car accidents when they're 17. And now that they're 35 and just got pregnant and had a baby, and now the Lyme that's been quiescent comes forward, it often will flare in that area that was injured 20 years ago. You know, it's where the blood flow is less, and where the, as you put it so nicely, the constitution of the body, where is your weak links? That's where it'll show.
The weak links. Yes. So we have, sad to say, though, very few and far between physicians like yourself and Dr. Anderson who are alerted to the fact that Lyme disease can present in a chronic form. So we have what I call doctors driving in the dark. They're, you know, well-intended physicians, as you said, well-schooled, you know, emergency room backgrounds, you know, all kinds of internships. And people will present in their office hundreds of thousands of cases, maybe millions every year, and they don't even know they're looking at a Lyme disease case.
Well, yeah, it's very difficult because I just thought when I was preparing a slide for a talk the other day, I came up with this term of the psychological reflex. You see, physicians have a rather fixed worldview of what diseases, of what symptoms are possible to have and in what order and sequence and where, you know? So if you have burning symptoms under your skin, there are many physicians who just totally ignore that. I mean, even though, you know, a good neurologist will realize that that is a neuropathic symptom, a symptom of an aggravated nerve, but many doctors say, oh, that's nothing. Or especially if the symptoms move around quite a bit, you know, or if they're on one side of your body. There are things that are considered non-physiologic as doctors are trained to think about the body because we learn on dead things. So, you know, doctors, it's a lot of physicians just stop listening when somebody has more than three complaints.
Yeah, it's too confusing for them because it's not textbook or what I often use the expression dashboard light symptoms. If it's something very vivid like a broken bone or a heart attack or high cholesterol, it's a dashboard light symptom, very frank. But as you said, this like panoply of migrating symptoms or more than three can certainly confound the average physician.
Yeah, and it gets them to stop listening. Which is a shame because we're, you know, and especially, you know, I mean, like I with the modern world of, you know, of the 7 to 10 minute office visit, there are many physicians who are actually, they train them to only deal with one symptom at a time.
Yeah.
At a visit. So if you come in and have, you know, bowel problems and headaches and joint complaints, they'll just, no, today we're going to listen. Tell me about your joint complaints. No, each thing is taken in isolation, not realizing in any level that, I mean, obviously there's the huge interactions between, it's our body, one body,
right.
One system.
So, so Dr. Gordon, please hold your thoughts because it's time for our first station break. I want to continue talking. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. So, audience, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't wanna be mine.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with Dr. Eric Gordon from Gordon Medical Associates out in Santa Rosa, California. So, Dr. Gordon, we've been talking about the difficulty of a Lyme disease diagnosis, especially in the chronic picture. Could you share with us the whole component that's so conflicting for many people with the Infectious Disease Society of America, not really believing in the chronic Lyme disease diagnosis at all?
Yes, at this point they're terming it, they're just calling it a chronic of autoimmune disease, a chronic immune activation. They feel that after 2 to 4 weeks of antibiotics, and occasionally after one repeat of that, if you're not better, then the bug should be gone and you should be all fine. It's unfortunate. I'm not sure how this evolved. I mean, there are many storylines of the evolution. I think the hardest part for people to understand is science is not something where there's clear-cut scores of right and wrong, or the scorekeeping is very, very muddled. So scientific ideas come and go, often on the strength of the personality of the person behind them, which is really not how we're taught science is, but that's really what happens. And unfortunately, sometime in the 90s, the infectious disease infectious disease doctors, who had been dealing with Lyme disease, started to get more and more hesitant to treat, to acknowledge that all these symptoms that people were coming with as chronic Lyme was, could be chronic Lyme, because for that very reason, that it involved multiple systems, multiple complaints, lots of fibromyalgia type things, lots of pains that they couldn't identify, and fairly, very sick people with very normal blood work. And unfortunately, the Western blots, the testing that was used to and the ELISA test is fairly good in the Northeast with an acute infection. In fact, it's very good with an acute infection in the Northeast. But in other places with different bugs and with a chronic infection, their testing is not so accurate, and they were very hesitant to ever make a diagnosis based on symptoms. I mean, this is despite the fact that they agreed officially that Lyme diagnosis is really a clinical, meaning a diagnosis based on symptoms. But they say that, but then in the next breath, they won't treat you based on symptoms. They want those tests to be positive. So it just evolved. And, there was a question that perhaps It was about a failed Lyme vaccine, because many of these people were involved in producing a Lyme vaccine that unfortunately triggered an autoimmune disease in people who already had Lyme. And so that went off the market, but that just intensified the argument, because the infectious disease doctors really wanted to believe that this was an easy to treat disease, because in many people it probably is, and we don't know the denominator. That's what's lacking. We know that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are suffering with chronic Lyme disease, but we don't know how many people have had Lyme and get well easily.
And, right. There's a huge basin of no information, really, because there's really been very little studies done, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, nobody's done really broad based studies, large studies. And the problem is the infectious disease doctors, when they do study Lyme, they insist that people have clear cut diagnoses to do the study. So they're only studying people, it's a circular logic. They want the people to have had an erythema migrans, a bullseye rash, and positive Western blots. But the people who don't have the rash and don't have Western blots aren't included in their studies. So, and then they say that it doesn't exist. It's a kind of a circular argument.
Yeah.
And see
so,
people who, when we treat them after they're treated, their Western blots become positive transiently while their immune system is being able to regroup and really react appropriately to the bug. But initially, their Western blot was negative.
So is it, just so I understand the thinking properly, so our listeners understand it, is that some people are infected, go months and months, never really even properly tested, and then their whole autoimmune and immune response is not actually showing any positive titers to the presence of the bacteria because of this whole autoimmune reaction, and as you treat them, right?
It's more of a the people who don't show a positive Western blot initially are either because they have that sometimes their antibodies are so tied up because they have such a high antigen load that their antibodies are all tied up, so there's nothing extra floating around in the serum. There was a doctor, a researcher whose name I'm blocking on right now, who actually added a chemical to the serum to break that up, and could show that these people did have positive antibodies to Lyme, but the antibody and the antigen, when they're together, won't show up on the Western blot. And there's also just people whose the B cell production, the B cell part of their immune system, just is not functioning well enough. So then when they stay chronically ill, that they don't produce a positive Western blot. It usually in the beginning, people tend to have positive tests if they test, but many times they don't know they had the tick bite.
Right. They never saw the tick. They don't have the rash, but they just have a headache, and that's it.
Right.
So, Dr. Gordon, we've got a caller on the line from Portland. Let's hear from Shelley. Shelley, hello. Welcome to Limelight Radio.
Oh, hi. I didn't even
hi,
know
Shelley.
I was going to be on here.
Are you in Portland,
hi.
Oregon, or Portland, Maine?
Portland, Oregon, the Rose City.
Well, welcome. Let's hear from you. What would you like to say?
Well, I actually have a question regarding so much controversy regarding antibiotic treatment versus natural treatment. What does Dr. Gordon have to say? I have a daughter who's awaiting results, and I can pretty much tell you based on clinical symptoms, she is a prime Lyme patient. I don't want to go through a lot of antibiotic treatment if it's not necessary, and I'm looking at natural route at this time.
Well, so. My feelings on this are ever changing. My approach these days is if someone has been ill for more than a year and has multiple symptoms, I like to start with natural things for as long as I can, because very often the reason that antibiotics fail in people with chronic symptoms or only give partial relief is because most of the people with chronic symptoms are people who tend have problems with their detox pathways. I mean, that's part of the reason that they're sick is that they're toxic. That's one of the reasons their immune system wasn't able to probably deal with the Lyme in the first place. So I become less quick to use antibiotics initially. My bias is that after I get people, you know, mostly well, I do like to treat them with antibiotics at the end, because I think that's the best way to really eradicate the bug, if that's possible. But, you know, I mean, the problem is we can't really prove that we've eradicated it. So we're in the world of, you know, what works for the individual. So initially, though, I agree with starting with natural remedies is a fine thing to do. If someone has acute symptoms in the first, you know, 2 to 3 months of a tick bite, my bias is still to use antibiotics, you know, just because I think antibiotics early on, I think, really can eradicate the bug. But once it's been chronic, I'm very happy to use any interventions that are going to reconstitute the immune system and maybe get people better. And I use everything from herbs, you know, herbs, homeopathics, energetics. I've seen one of the problems is my favorite saying is everything works sometimes.
Well, I think that was a very good and thorough answer. I hope that helps, Shelley. And I should.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to back Dr. Gordon up. I was misdiagnosed for 5 years, bedridden for 2 with Lyme, and I recovered fully and never took antibiotics. It took 5 years of treatments. It was not overnight. Okay. And like Dr. Gordon said, it was very specific. We kept having to evolve and use different modalities at different times, but the body is resilient. We can rebuild depletions, and you can get to the bugs, right, Dr. Gordon?
Well, yeah, I have seen people recover without antibiotics. But on the other hand, I've seen lots of people recover with antibiotics. So I kind of walk both lines. You know, I just think you have to look at the individual because, you know, there are lots of I have patients who get sicker with, you know, again, it could be the wrong treatments, but, you know, on various herbal and homeopathic remedies, and they've tolerated antibiotics. So it's really, I mean, which confuses the hell out of me, I have to say. I have a fair number of those because, you know, we're kind of like the court of last resort for a lot of folks. And we have a lot of very, very competent natural practitioners in where I am. So, you know, I often see people after they've had, you know, some fairly good treatments. And this is the problem. It's all biochemical individuality. And we are probably, I'm hoping, maybe only a few years away from being able to really
put it together.
Aim our therapies better.
Yes.
I'm going to say 2 words about something called metabolomics, which is
Dr. Gordon, hold that sentence, can you?
Yes, I can.
Hold that sentence. Shelley, thank you for calling. It's time for our next station break. Great conversation. Limelight Radio with Katina will be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with Dr. Eric Gordon, and we've been right in the heart of a fantastic conversation here about Lyme disease treatments and different approaches. As Dr. Gordon says, it's so multiplex. Some people respond well to antibiotics, some people to natural protocols, some to detox. It's a really intricate process, and our treating physicians really need to have a big tool bag of skills here. Now, I'd like to read you this wonderful quote from Dr. Gordon's website at Gordon Medical Associates, and it really speaks to what kind of practitioner and human being he is. These are Dr. Gordon's words. My deep respect for the individuality of my patients is the heart of my practice. The point is to carefully listen to each patient and correlate their subjective experience with pertinent objective laboratory tests to determine unique treatment guidelines that allow the innate wisdom of the body to overcome illness and restore good health. That's so beautiful, Dr. Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope I get there some of the time. I mean, that's the hardest thing, is because, as you said before, you know, that you talked about the constitutional types of patients. Well, the more stress you put on the system, the more the individual comes forward, up to a point. I always want to remember that when, you know, with the reason that doctors in general don't pay much attention to the symptoms that burden chronic Lyme patients is because they like to think in terms of symptoms that are going to kill you. That's what we know a lot about in Western medicine. You know, that's why trauma, you know, we're amazing if you're near death. We do just miracles, you know, in the hospitals. It's truly great.
But, definitely.
But when you're chronically ill and you're having an expression of pain and suffering that is about your body interacting with the environment, doctors aren't much use there. Because that's where you have to step back and not try to generalize, okay, not try to always figure what's happening to 90% of people, but it's just what's happening to that being in front of you. And that's, you know, it's so different. It's totally different. And so looking, and so I, well, just when we ended, I was talking, I mentioned the word metabolomics, which the first time I heard it, I go, what? And metabolomics is the science of looking at the products of metabolism, you know, all the chemicals your body makes while you're busy being alive. And there are many ways of doing this, you know, looking at urine, blood, even stool. They're looking at to get the biome, you know, to get all the bacteria that live in your gut, you know. So there's lots of things we're doing. And I've always felt that if we could do this for our patients and be able to better group the small numbers of people, so we could then you know, delineate those people who are going to have a better response to you know, one particular group of herbs or homeopathics. Because we see, I mean, you know, I am not a homeopath. I don't even play one, but we use a fair amount of especially the nosodes. I mean, they're very powerful. But they don't work in everybody. There are some groups of people that they don't seem to do much for. And is it metabolic? I mean, will we be able to see this by the proteins in their bodies, or is it more on their, you know, psychostructural component? I don't know. But I don't think there's much division there. I think we're going to be able to group people even on their responses to homeopathics by what people would call hard science. And we're beginning that noise again. Oh, well.
Yes. So Dr. Gordon, I hear exactly what you're saying. And spell out that word for us. Oh, I want to be able to put it up on my blog site, the metabolomics.
Metabolomics.
Fascinating. That's, yeah.
And it's, you know, the technologies are there, and it's happening.
Well, I am very impressed by the nature of your ability to look at each individual in totality and understand how they are positioned in their environment and how, as an ecosystem, one of these organisms could set up camp in our body and create all kinds of symptomology, Lyme disease obviously being a prime one, and then triggering other associated conditions which we might get labeled as autoimmune style illnesses. So your work at Gordon Medical is very much needed in today's culture because people are suffering from chronic illness in vast numbers. America sadly ranks very low on the World Health Organization status of health. I think we are a very low standing compared to many other countries of the world. And I hope that more and more doctors are trying to reach out of the one set of tools they know, which is basically just kind of pharmacology and surgery, to build into their repertoire the support that can be created with nutritional rebuilding and the use, as you said, of supplementation such as homeopathics or herbs. Or there's lots of other interesting therapies out there. I know a lot of different people experiencing Lyme disease have stepped out of the domain of traditional you know, adjunctive therapies, and they're trying things. And one of the ones I'd like to ask you about, Dr. Gordon, that I hear all the time is people using colloidal silver. Is that something effective in the Lyme disease treatment protocols?
I find it helpful. Many years ago, we tried it as a standalone therapy, especially for some of this was of some, especially before we had a lot of herbal treatments, you know, for babesia. And, we had some success with it, but nothing, I guess, nothing great. But lately, I've come back to it, and I now use it quite a bit as an adjunct, as an as something to really help, especially with the antibiotics. There was just last summer, there was a very, interesting little research article showing that the addition of silver to antibiotic therapy in animal models really made a huge difference, especially when they were dealing with biofilms. And so I now add silver in. I prefer the low, the 23 part per million. When you're using the those types of silvers, I don't think you don't have any worry about the Igeria, turning blue. The people who make their own homemade silver with the 5,000 parts per million, I actually have a patient who managed to turn herself blue. She is a gray-blue lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, silver is an old traditional medicine from, 300 years ago or something, right? Mm.
Oh, yes. No, silver has been used for at least this whole century. I mean, probably for forever. But, and there's quite a bit of literature on silver. I said I explored it years ago when I first started using it. I did quite a bit of reading about it, and now it's kind of in the foggy distance. But I do like it, and I think as an adjunct, it's excellent. And to be honest, it probably would work well with herbs as well, because of its ability to help get them into biofilms and affect the biofilm, though, in the chronic state is probably a very, very important thing to deal with.
Yes, the biofilms really wreak havoc for so many people. So, Dr. Gordon, it's time for our last station break, and everyone stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back with more conversation.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Well, that's a fun song, Brian. Thank you for giving us that pretty music. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris with Dr. Eric Gordon. And we're going to start right now with a caller on the line. I want to say to all of my listeners, I am so proud of you. This show is just 7 months old, and already we're soaring. We've got listeners from all over the country, all over the world. I'm so delighted. Limelight Radio is so needed. Thank you, WBLQ, Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, and all of my sponsors. I'm so honored to carry this role and continue this dialogue and education every week. So, Dolores, you're down in sunny Florida. Tell us how you are.
Well, I'm not very good because the entire family has Lyme disease and co-infections.
Oh.
So I'm really, and my daughter was deathly ill with this, missed a year of high school, and had to finish high school online. So it was devastating for our family. And one of my family members had Lyme, and it segued into pancreatic cancer and died in November. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I would like to ask Dr. Gordon if he would comment on intracellular pathogens and how they take down the immune system, and whether the problem is that the person who has so many intracellular pathogens is then crippled quite a bit with their immune system, low IgG subclasses, no antibody response to 14 serotypes of strep pneumonia, and that our own cells, the macrophages, which are supposed to engulf the pathogens and then die off and create new ones, is actually tolerating these intracellular pathogens. And whether he feels that, you know, the whole one part of the disagreement between IDSA and ILEDS is whether Borrelia is an extracellular versus intracellular pathogen.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my question.
Well, you got a lot there. Let me do the last thing first. The whole concept of Lyme, I mean, as far as the IDSA considered, that the idea that there are cyst forms of Lyme, they just actually wrote a little position paper saying that, they doubt it exists, and if it does exist, which it might, they don't think it does anything.
Right, they think it's, you know, this is the whole cautious postulate, and they don't think that it can be infective, and you know, that you can take out the cysts, reintroduce them into another animal and get the disease.
Right. And,
understand that.
Right, but the point is that you can. I mean, like, I think if there's Dr. McDonald,
McDonald, Allen.
Allen, yes, I always confuse his name. It's terrible. But anyway, you know, if people want to check out, he has some videos, you know, where of his lectures. They're just brilliant that go through. I mean, and this is, he's presenting science. He's not presenting things that he made up in the backyard, you know. He's presenting his work and other people's work that clearly show that the Lyme can go in and out of the cyst form, and it remains infectious. And so, yes, it is an intracellular infection at times.
So what do I do?
But most importantly, you know, this is the issue of why we have to approach this by so many different pathways. When someone's immune system is totally down, you know, if you can get it, you know, the intravenous immune globulin helps. If they, you know, using the GC math at the right, you know, very lightly and very slowly to begin with. Vitamin D levels are okay. The GCMAF is a growth factor, is a macrophage activating factor, and that can help, you know, you can slowly restore immune function. The problem is you have to go slow and gentle because many times when you start to restore immune function, people develop, quote-unquote herxes, which are really just, I think, many times just cytokine storms, meaning their own immune system.
Immune reconstitution, the same as in AIDS patients.
What was that?
Immune reconstitution syndrome, which is the same as an AIDS patient.
Nice way to put it. Yes, that's how they write it. But basically, it's just that the reason people are sick in the first place is because their immune systems are dysregulated. You know, whether the Lyme caused the dysregulation or the co-infections, you know, especially the mycoplasma and chlamydia, I think, are very big at fooling around with our immune systems.
Or rickettsias or brucella or any of those.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, that's the problem is that, you know, we don't even know the number of rickettsias that are out there, you know. It's a difficult work, but this is where it comes to individualizing the treatment, because you have to look at the patient. Do you have to push back at the bugs for a short period, or do you have to just work more at modulating the immune response and cleaning the person up before you can even go at them with even, you know, herbal treatments, because you'll get too much of a blowback? I mean, it is very, very difficult. It's pickup sticks. You know, that's what the issue is here. If there was a question in the middle of what you were saying, I might have missed it.
Dolores, I feel for you. The whole family is stricken, and you are in what part of Florida?
Tampa.
You're in Tampa. So this is very illuminating for the country to hear. We think of this as a northeastern, east coast illness. This is Tampa, Florida we're talking to. Her whole family is stricken.
We're endemic for it.
Right?
We're endemic. On our State Board of Health website, it says that we are endemic. But because we're a tourist state, you know, these people come in here from Ireland and Germany, go off to Disney, and go home with Lyme disease. So unfortunately, we have politicians that don't really want to own up to the fact that Lyme is in Florida since it's a tourist state. We have high problems with Babesia and other co-infections, and I guess our rickettsia is parkeri. But you know, people travel, so this is a moot point as well, because, you know, in the summer that my daughter became ill, she was at Princeton University, she was in Florida, and she was in Sweden and Italy. So who knows how many times you can get infected and which pathogens you can pick up. So, for instance, you know, we're told that Babesia divergens isn't in America, and it definitely is. And to go back to Dr. Gordon, I think that IVIG is a Band-Aid because that's going to give you antibodies. And for these intracellular pathogens, they are not going to respond to antibodies.
It's just a question of reconstituting, the immune system, getting things back to working. The beauty of the body is we don't have to always be right. We just have to get close. Okay? I mean, you know, that is the difference. When I was a kid, I was a car mechanic. You had to really get it right. With people, you don't have to. I mean, but you're right. You have to get the immune surveillance working, because we live. I mean, most of us, but we are colonized by many intracellular bugs, probably. You know, and we do fine, but some people get terribly ill, and that's the issue: is what keeps them sick. Why
even
they're
the
different.
Just to tell you, even the national, I was just researching, and the National Institute of Health on PubMed has a whole host of articles on natural things that can work against intracellular pathogens. So I think that, you know, when you go to the Mayo website, Memorial Sloan Kettering and the University of Maryland and places like that, you can plug in all different sorts of herbal medicines and remedies and things like that, and it will give you scientific articles where they're evaluating these substances or compounds, because obviously we've lost the war with bacterial resistance, and we've lost the war with antibiotics. so we've got to look at other alternative ways to restore health.
Yeah, well, I think that's what, you know, Stephen Buhner has done a lot of legwork with that. You know, I mean, if you look at his books, he gives you lots of good places to start with on the research and usefulness of a lot of the different herbs for these infections and especially for the intracellular types.
Everyone, this is Katina Makris. I have to say it's sad to note that our hour is coming to an end. So, Dolores, thank you for calling. I can hear the intelligence in your voice and the breadth of knowledge you carry. And I am hoping to come to your area to speak this autumn, and hopefully I'll get to meet you. And Dr.
Right,
Eric
and
Gordon,
I want to thank you for this program.
Yes, thank you so much, Dolores. Thank you for appreciating. And Dr. Gordon, thank you for joining me today on Limelight Radio. I hope you can come back again in the future. You are a shining light to me. I know what wonderful work you do out at Gordon Medical Associates. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay. Be well.
Thank you, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and we will see you and hear you next week.
Listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.